Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week, Pastor made his announcements. Let's get started with our study of the coming Middle East war.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
All right. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and go to Jeremiah chapter 23. And in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 3 is going to be the text that we begin with. And what we're starting here in the book, Coming Days, that I've written that you can order for a cost of $10. We've already done a few of these, and we've got more coming. But let me just share this with you then. Returning to Israel is something that every church needs to hear. Every Christian needs to hear. There's some truth in here that's just going to really bless your heart in a very special way. So please be listening. And I encourage you to take notes, because we cover a lot of good things in this. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3, in this chapter of the book titled Returning to Israel, we read this: "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Now, God established the nation of Israel in fulfilling his promise to Abraham. Those priests and prophets who for filthy lucre preached and taught liberty to the flesh tickled the ears, and they did it saying, "Thus saith the Lord," when the Lord had not spoken. And those preachers, by the way, those priests are more accountable before God, just like preachers are today that do that. Now, let me warn you. They are most accountable, but all men are responsible before God. Now, let me give you an example, a Bible example. Okay, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. "Remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation," that is, their life, their ministry. Now, who has rule over you? Those who speak to you the word of God. Of course, this is talking about the local church where they preach the word as it is to men as they are. Now, that your church not preaching the word, they're going contemporary, they're going these other things, I would say, get out of that church. If it's not going to go back to the truth, if it's not going to go back to God's way, it's not going to go back to the holy way, then go to a church that will. All right. And then we can't just stop there. Verse 17 here of Hebrews chapter 13 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you." Who are they? Those, remember, back in verse 7, that taught you the word. He says, "Obey and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." Now, it says submit yourselves, obey and submit. The pastor of the church has a responsibility to watch for the souls of men. Now, you say, does that mean that he finds out every member of his church and begins to look at everything they're doing? No. Rather, as a pastor, he preaches the whole counsel of God's word, whether to offend somebody or not. Some people believe in social drinking, and it's all right. Some people believe in marijuana for medicinal uses, just like they used to drink beer for medicinal uses, okay? Using the cigarettes and so forth that many studies have confirmed their cause of cancer. And on we go about things like that, adultery, moving in and living together without marriage, and homosexuality, and so many things that are going on. Now, they'll say, "Well, don't say that because you'll offend that person. You'll offend that person." Well, no, you preach the truth. That's how you're watching for their souls as a pastor. You preach the truth as it is to men as they are, and you don't change the truth or you don't avoid the truth because somebody in your church that gives money and does pretty well and helps you out may have that sin in their life, and we don't want to offend them. Oh, no, you don't want to offend God. Okay, you do not want to offend God. Why not? Well, James chapter 3, verse 1 is very clear on that, okay? So listen as I read James 3 and verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greater condemnation. Okay, now look. We just saw in chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 17, that the pastor has to watch for your soul because they will give an account. They might do it with joy and not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. How could it be, if they're given what they're doing, what they're supposed to do, how could that be a grief for them? Because when you're brought up and you were in those things, if you're in my church, the Lord would say, Bloom, did you preach against those things? Did you preach what you should do? And specific things? And I have, then that is unprofitable for you. But James chapter 3, verse 1, if not, then the condemnation on me is greater than it would be for you for not doing those things, because you lose reward, but the loss of my reward is far greater. Now, all of that I just said from Hebrews chapter 13 and James chapter 3 is not in the book, and so that's just a freebie for you, okay? Now, all men, from the king on down in that day, as well as in this day, are responsible for their decisions. Now, we may grow up and be influenced by bad surroundings and bad environments, but God is greater, much greater, more powerful than all of our surroundings and environments. He has given unto us a free will to make right decisions regardless of the environment in which we grew up. Did not Adam and Eve fall in the best environment? Yes, they did. But how many times have you heard testimonies of people, they were drug addicts, they were drunkards, they were in prison, they were jailed, and now they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God has got his hand upon them. And you see, they may have grown up in one of the worst homes. I've heard of them, they grew up in homes where the father was an alcoholic and drunkard and no good, the mother was immoral, and on down the line. And yet these people followed the Lord and served him. And you see, there's a personal responsibility that is involved. So again, God gave us a free will to make right decisions, regardless of the environment in which we grew up. Everybody has a choice. God created you, my friend, with a free will. You are not a robot. He gave us the ability to discern right from wrong. If we truly want to know what is right and do it, then understand, you walk with God and you obey his word. I'm reminded of Christ's teaching in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7. He says, Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Yes, there will be temptations. There'll be all kinds of temptations in the world that we face. In our free will, we have to make a decision. But also understand, woe to that person by whom the temptation comes. It's going to be worse for those who caused the temptation than those who gave into the temptation. But you give in, you're still responsible. For example, again, Adam and Eve. The serpent tempted Eve. She gave in, and then she brought it to Adam, and he gave in. But isn't it interesting when God says to Adam, what have you done? Well, this woman you gave me. And he says, Eve, oh, yes. Well, what about you? No, it's this serpent. Yeah, they blamed others, but God held them responsible, and they ended up with a sin debt that called for a Savior for them. Now, what is being said in this chapter is that there is a future return to the land of Israel. However, this is referring to the day of the millennium after the second advent of Jesus Christ. Let me just insert something here that's not in the book. Because this is at the end of the tribulation when Jesus comes back with his saints and his feet touches the earth and he sets up a kingdom. There is a regathering which this passage is addressing. Now, that's the second coming of Christ. The rapture is not the second coming of Christ because he does not touch the earth. We meet him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. So, this is talking about Christ returning to the earth, but also the return to the land in which the Lord gathers these people back to their land. I believe you'll send angels out to gather them in that are slow or uncertain on how to get there. He'll get them all there. Now, the text says, I will. And those are God's words. God is speaking here. In verses 1 and 2, he condemns the pastors, the priests, and the prophets, which would be equivalent to your pastors and evangelists today. They are scattering the sheep with false doctrine and saying what the sheep want to hear instead of feeding them in the green pastures of God's word. In other words, they followed where the sheep wanted to wander, and they said that's okay instead of leading them to green pastures. See, in the day of Israel, before they were going into captivity, you find out in Ezekiel, they had the images on the wall and things of that nature, and they made their worship that would appeal to the flesh. The women were out there with the pillows under their arms and so forth like that. In other words, not only the worship of false gods, but the moral aspects as well that were involved. And they went that other direction.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.